Blog Talk Radio.
No rules?
Hell no, just do the damn thing. No rules.
Countdown.
What's up, add people to the park?
Three.
You got a problem with it?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I was so excited when I was asked to be the host of the Every Woman Talk Show.
What is going on and why are y'all making so much noise?
I think it's a forum where we get a chance to express everything.
I'm not a cynic. I'm a realist.
You are a realist masquerading as a cynic who is secretly an optimist.
You can't get one point of view. You have to get both points of view.
Hey, what? People going crazy over this?
Talk about all kinds of things. So it's a show I think that everybody would like to listen to. So listen in.
Just do the damn thing.
Good evening. It is Tuesday night. We missed you guys last week. We had a little difficulty with our tuning in, but we are back this evening. Let's see. I missed you guys last week. I hope you guys missed us. Last week we had a topic that we had some guests that were calling in, and they're unavailable today. So we're just going to jump into another topic, and we definitely will come back to that one some other time. So I was sitting here talking to a couple of friends and about dating, or being friends with an ex, and if it's possible to be friends with an ex. And I went online and read some things, and typically what they're saying is, no, you really cannot be friends with an ex. Now, maybe somewhere down the line you may be able to draw a friendship, but with that, to me, I feel like it causes problems in a new relationship. That woman or that man may not be comfortable with your past to allow that person to still be in your future. Are you willing to let that go for the person you're with now? Can we be friends with an ex and be in a new relationship? That's what we're going to talk about tonight. I need some calls to call in. Tell me what you're thinking. I have been married, and I was married for 18 years, and I have had friends who have been my friends since junior high school, since high school, since going out to the club days, and some of them are male, and some of them have been my friends for so many years. Some of them I've also dated. Well, my husband didn't play it, did not at all, did not, would not, didn't want me around them. Did not want them around at all, no matter whether or not they were someone I dated or someone just from my past because of its own insecurities. Me being married, saying, okay, well, this is my husband, this is my family, so what do? You have to make a decision whether or not you stay fast on your friendship or you say, you know, what's more important, him being happy in my marriage or my friendship with him. So I made choices. I made some bad choices. I made some good choices. I mean, some of the men that were in my life who I dated, didn't want them in my life anymore anyway, so they were very easy to get rid of. But some of the men that were in my life that were really, truly my friends, I think I did a disservice to our friendship by just stepping away and not seeing them for years and years and years because of my marriage. And I do want to apologize for all of them who have done that too, because they are really, truly my dear friends, even some of the ones that I've dated. So what they're saying is, when you're in a relationship and you break up, the person who's usually doing the breaking up usually says, it's not you, it's me, I'm just going through something, but we can still be friends. Do you really think the other person on the other end wants to hear we can be friends, when in their mind they're thinking we're going further, we're going to take this another step, we may move in together, we may get married, we may have children, and you come up with a let's just be friends? They do that for several reasons. One of the reasons is to take the guilt off of being the bad guy. They don't always want, and when I mean bad guy, I mean male or female, they don't want to be the bad person. So they say that so that you feel some comfort in knowing they're just not leaving you hanging. They're not just out of your life completely. Oh, we're still gonna be able to talk. We can even go have coffee. We can even still. No, you can't. You can't do that in the beginning of a breakup because one person is going to continue to have these feelings and the other person is going to start to get annoyed by the other person because their feelings are still existing and it's not what you want. So you can't be friends in the beginning of a breakup and relationship. You can't be friends with an ex so soon after a breakup. How soon? I guess it depends on every individual. I don't know. For me, I hold grudges. I hold them hard, especially if I'm the one that's been hurt. So you can't be my friend. Like, it's very hard for me to be your friend right after a breakup because I hold grudges really, really bad. Whether it be a breakup from a boyfriend or a friend who's done something to me, you know, or a family member who's done something to me, I hold on to that. I hold on to it with dear life. Until I'm able to let go. So how soon after a breakup can you become friends? Can you start hanging out and just be social? I don't know. And I don't know if it's healthy to even do that. I don't know if it's a healthy situation to even start hanging out or doing or pretending like, you know, we can meet each other as new people we're dating and go out and hang out like that. I don't know if it's healthy to do that. What do you guys think? Do you think it's healthy? You think you should just call it quits when it's early and don't look back? You know, when you see the person, you call them, hey, how you doing? But to be able to actually have conversations and pick up the phone and be able to talk to them, I just think it's an unhealthy thing because somewhere, somehow, someone got hurt. And how do you let those feelings go? So, I don't know.
Okay. Then, I want to chime in. Uli, you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I hear you, man.
Oh, Uli? Oh, okay.
Yes, Ness, I hear you.
You know, it's about that because I think that what a lot of times, you know, there's a misconception people think be friends. I mean, it may be either, I would say, you were involved with a different relationship where you established relationship for a very long time, and maybe you see an old friend who may be with another person. What's happening? You know, it comes to a point like a couple. Like, you know, there's couples that develop good friendships, as long as, you know, that level. I mean, to have one-on-one, I think that opens the door to potential, I'm not going to say dangerous opportunities or temptations, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you're absolutely, I do agree with you about, you know, those friends with your ex. I mean, you know, they're ex for a reason.
Being dangerous, right, they're ex for a reason. And even though you may say to me, you know, I don't have no feelings for her, or I ain't got no feelings for him, at that moment you may not. At that moment you may not. But the more you spend time, the more you talk to these people, something's got to resonate inside you because you had feelings for this person before. So it's very hard for you to say, you know, unless you hate them, unless it became so volatile and so hurtful and so, you know, just so bad when you are just in disgust when you see them, you know, then you might not have anything to worry about. But if you literally broke up for something that you hurt her or you hurt him, but there were still feelings involved, those still linger no matter what. They still, you know, resonate somewhere inside you because you didn't break up and say, you know what, I'm going to move across country and you're over here so we can't be together. Something happened, someone got hurt. So I just think it's unhealthy. I think it's unsafe for your new relationships to hang on to past relationships. It's just, this is how I
now,
do it.
Now, a question for you. I mean, I have a question for you. If, you know, the person, right, you know, you break up, as mutual breakup and stuff like that. What if
there's no such thing as a mutual breakup?
We didn't decide
the same day.
Not,
right. There's no such thing as a mutual breakup. Let's be real about that. We didn't just sit aside together. We woke up a date. You know what? I don't want to be with you anymore. You know what? I don't want to be with you anymore either. No, that's not how it works. That's not how it works. So there's no such thing as a mutual, but go ahead with your question.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, all right, one party said it's not working. That person that kind of mm-hmm. said, I gave up on it. But they down mm-hmm. the line, maybe that person that said the recipient of the breakup say, you know what, I fixed my ways and I'm good now. I mean, is it mm-hmm. different when the ex is trying to get back with you and you're not with somebody else? You know, he says, or he or she
you
says,
know
well,
what? That was
I fixed
one of
my ways.
What were we going to do? Will you take your ex back? That's a whole nother topic. Like, when your ex said, I guess we might as well just get into it tonight since we're talking about it. When your ex says to you, you know, I need to get out of this relationship because I need to fix myself. None of us really believe
okay.
that's what he means. You know what I'm saying? He might really need to fix himself. He might really have some issues that he needs to work out, which has nothing to do with you. But when he tells you that,
mm-hmm.
you're so hurt by the fact that, okay, we're breaking up. You're not trying to fix yourself because guess what? I didn't see what was wrong with you because I love you so much. So that's not a point where we believe what they're saying. Now, if he comes back to me and says, you know, I took some time out, I worked on myself, I fixed some things that was going on in my life, and I feel like I'm a new person. Do you take him back? I think you start slowly. I think you start slowly and see if the changes in this person that he thinks or she thinks she's made a difference. And then you go from
mm-hmm,
there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're still in love with that person, you are automatically going to be like, oh, okay, let's see where it goes from here. But don't jump head in. You really need to take it easy. You really need to take it slowly. I noticed from experience that you just need to just slow down and take a day at a time because what he has felt that he's – and here's the biggest thing too. They're going to come to you with that and they're going to make you feel like they're doing everything in their power to make you believe that they are trying so hard to be this different person. You may not see them. It might be small things to you but large things to them. Not coming in at
mm-hmm.
late at night anymore was a big problem for you. So now you come in, he was coming at 4 or 5, now you come in at 12 and 1. Well, to them, that's a big deal. To you, you're still saying, are you crazy? That's still too late. But you can't say that to them because then they're going to say, you're not even seeing that I'm trying. So their try and what you believe they're trying to do may not still be the same thing. So sometimes it doesn't work to go backwards to try to pick up a past relationship because that person already knows the bad patterns that you've already had. So if they see those patterns continue to be the same patterns or you've just slightly changed them somewhat, then your relationship is still not going anywhere. So
all right, well what if time passed, Uli? I mean,
mm-hmm.
What if time has passed and this person has matured, you know, maybe, let's say even 2 to 3 years or maybe this person has changed their outlook on life and maybe found a little bit more spirituality. Maybe they got
mm-hmm.
a better job. They basically took the groundwork, you know, and I have these conversations sometimes a lot with a lot of people that I run into,
mm-hmm.
friends and just colleagues,
mm-hmm.
you know, people reinvent themselves, you know, they take those, blueprint of when, yeah, I mean, but you know what, I mean, I'm going to say mm-hmm. even for myself, I mean, because there's been times I had to learn from someone saying, hey, look, you need to do this with yourself in order to become a better
mm-hmm.
man for me, and I, you know, I'm not saying all men are like that, but I know there's quite a few people out here who actually had to go through a bad breakup, they had to learn how to lose something to appreciate it. And so
absolutely.
They don't make that same mistake. They don't make that same mistake when they hook
mm-hmm.
up or link up with someone else because what they did before.
That's the point
didn't.
I'm making. Sometimes the link up shouldn't be with your past, should be with the new one because the new one doesn't know the hurt from the past. See, you may have
right,
changed.
Right.
You have may become the best person in the world, but the slightest
right.
little thing that you do that reminds her or him of the hurt that you have caused them, they don't see your growth. They don't see your
mm-hmm,
growth.
Mm-hmm.
They see you as the same person that hurt them. I'm not saying this
mm-hmm,
happens all
mm-hmm.
the time, but in the majority, that's why secondary marriages don't last when you remarry the person. That's why going back to your exes don't always work, because they are harboring those old ill feelings. So just like the example I gave you, you were coming at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning and I had a heart attack. So now we're back together and now you're coming at 12 and 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning. And to you, that's a big leap. But to me, it's still saying it's disrespectful. Why are you coming to my house at 2 o'clock in the morning? So now I'm still harboring. I remember when you was coming at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. So what's the difference now? What, 2-hour difference? And I'm supposed to be happy with that? But that person is going to see the big leaps and the ropes that they've jumped over to show you that, look, I've changed. You know, I'm doing some different things. And your eyes are doing something different. And the person's eyes that got hurt, it's not any different. It's not any different. So sometimes when you've made these adjustments to change your life and you become a better person, it's for the next person. It's not to go backwards, because sometimes it just doesn't work. And when it does, I'm excited about it. I love love. You know, there's nothing better than being in love. There's nothing better than being in love, and there's nothing better than holding on to what you got because you know that person. But sometimes it just does not work. And it doesn't work because that ex is an ex for a reason. That's why we say, that's why we call him an ex. That's why we say it's a breakup, because something happened where you could not deal with it anymore. But so what about being in a relationship and your ex still wants to be your friend? What do you tell the person you're with now? Oh, we cool, everything is cool. Do you really think somebody wants to do that?
Nah, you don't do that. Oh, no.
Do you really think they're comfortable with that?
You don't do that.
You're
in trouble.
You're asking for
that's
trouble.
That's asking for trouble.
And it could be years down the line. Yeah, it could be years. And I'm not saying it doesn't happen, because there are some exes who have become definitely great friends with the wife and the husband and the kids. And for me, I just think it's an unhealthy thing to do. And, you know, I just think, you know, when it's over, it's over. Go your separate ways so that the next person that you're involved with doesn't have to deal with the hurt of thinking or feeling or you know, any insecurities, because we all have them. Not okay how strong you think you are, we all have those insecurities that you love this girl at one time or you love this guy at one time. Something could take, could bring you back there, you know. So it could be years later, and you could see an ex, and, you know, of course you're going to speak to the person, because it's only, you know, it's only respectful. Hey, how you doing, whatever. Introduce me, yeah, this is my girl, or this is my guy, whatever. And that should be the end of it. You know, that should really be the end of it. So can you be friends with an ex? I think you can. I don't think you should.
Right. Now, let me ask you a question. I got another question for you, Uli. Now, check this out, right? Say you out with, you know, your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Now, should a person, you know, it's funny you said it, because even at lunchtime we talked about something similar that I was going to talk about the show at work. You know, we talked about certain things. I had a feeling you were going to go this route, but like this one young lady was saying, she was with her boyfriend. I guess they were out somewhere, and I guess she seen a young man that while they were both out. You know, he's like, hey, you know, the young man, hey, how you doing? You know, it's good seeing you and all that, yada, yada, yada. You know, and of course the boyfriend, like, you know, she didn't, at that moment, she didn't really introduce them. And he kind of walked his way.
That's wrong.
You know, right, exactly. Now, he asked her, you know, and she was like, you know, she asked him, well, was I wrong? I'm like, yeah. But then here's the thing. She told him, oh, he went to school with me. Now, in the middle of her conversation, and maybe about a week later, she forgot that she told him that he went to school, but she slipped up, said, yeah, you know, my ex was, you know, this is my ex, you know, you remember when we seen him, and he was like, you know, the boyfriend's like,
you didn't tell that part.
You talking about that?
He didn't tell that part.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, was she now, I don't know. Now, for ladies that's listening, can you tell our ladies, from a woman's perspective, you know, a woman who's been married, been in relationships, is that wrong or not? Because I hear it was a debate at lunchtime, like whether she should or not.
What did they say? How did they feel?
Well, first of all, this young lady's young. She's in her mid-20s, and she thought what she did was okay.
She's got
I was actually
learn.
Surprised
she's,
that was,
she's got
I was
a lot
actually surprised she got there was a couple of older women that was like, you know, in the upper 40s and maybe 50 was co-signing mm-hmm. on her, like, you know, it's the past. He shouldn't be insecure. Basically shot my man
no,
down.
No, but here's
like,
the
know,
thing. Here's the thing. It is the past. But if you didn't have anything to hide, then what you should have done was, one, introduce. That's one. Now, I'm not
I
saying
agree.
You had to say, Craig, this is my boyfriend, Bill. Bill, this is my ex-boyfriend, Craig. Because that's not the time.
Right, right.
But when you walked away mm-hmm. and he asked you, well, who was that? Oh, I went to school. Now they should date him. That's how that goes. You said you went to school with him,
right.
But you omitted.
I said the same thing.
You omitted that you dated this brother. So right then there is some line of untruth that he should feel some kind of way about, because if there was nothing to hide, or see, here's the problem with women though. Here's the problem with us. Not me, because I don't care. But here's the problem with women. We don't tell you how many dudes we were with. So
you're saying something there. Be careful now.
So what happens is, maybe I never told you about this one, so I ain't going to tell you right now either. And it slipped when she said it that time. She didn't need to say it when she said it that time. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't mind him knowing, it should have been said immediately when he asked you who the dude was.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to say it's four when it's 4D. So we don't want you to know all of the extras. So, you know, that could have been her reason
exactly.
for doing it. She didn't want him to know that it was just another guy that I, you know, been with or whatever. And yes, he doesn't have to be insecure about it, but yes, he does have to question now because there's some distrust there.
Yeah.
There's some distrust.
Exactly.
You know, now, or you can say, you know, I dated him.
I think we have a caller,
Uli. Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, yeah, that's our ringtone now, Uli. I mean, for the new show.
I heard it was
we've
cool.
added a ringtone.
Look at us dancing out.
Welcome to the Every Woman Talk Show. Who do we have online?
This is Warda.
Hello.
Hi, Warda.
Oh. Hey, Uli, girl.
How are you, sis? How are you?
I'm good.
Are you listening to the topic?
Yes, I am. I didn't get in on the beginning, but just maybe 5-10 minutes.
Okay. All right. So what we were asking, and I know you're married, so this is a good person to listen to. Can you be friends with an ex?
I wouldn't recommend it. I do think that it is possible. In my case, this is my second marriage.
Mm-hmm.
First marriage was my first boyfriend ever.
Mm-hmm.
And we married after we had a son, but
mm-hmm.
the marriage did not work. We were, you know,
mm-hmm.
too young, he too immature, and I,
right.
my mindset was one way, his was another, blah, yada, yep. yada, yada.
Right.
But the thing was is that I was very entrenched in and close to his family.
Right.
Very close to his mother, God rest her soul.
Right.
And a lot of things, she would take my side over her own son.
Son.
So that's
okay.
how close I was with the family. So it did
right.
become a little difficult when we did break up finally.
Mm-hmm.
And we're cool now because we do have a son.
But you have a son. You have a
yeah,
son.
We have
so you
a
have
son.
To have some type of co-parenting relationship when you have children.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And to your point about the young lady that was with her boyfriend
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a little suspect, and I don't know what her reasons. She could have had many reasons for handling it that way, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, also, somewhere down the line, this is going to come back and bite her.
Right.
Because
so you tell her to put it on the table when it's time to put it on the
yeah.
table. You
I
won't
mean,
have to worry about it.
Whatever mm-hmm. Your past is. If the person that you're with now
accepting you now.
Now
mm-hmm.
you come to them with baggage. You come to them with a past, you don't
mm-hmm.
have a squeaky clean past. No one does.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
for her to have to, I don't know if she had to feel that she had to
omit it,
honest about it, because in my mm-hmm. view that would be dishonest. I mean, if I come across someone that I'm an ex with and I'm with my husband, I'll say, oh, yeah, this is X, Y, and Z. But I don't have many exes, so.
Right.
And he knows
see,
about all
it.
Of them.
That's just it. That was probably a point in her where she could not be like, well, this is another ex and this is another ex. But it didn't necessarily have to be said at that point. Like I said, mm-hmm. You don't have to introduce husband to, oh, this is husband Bill, this is ex Lionel. It doesn't necessarily have to be introduced like that. But when he asked you, he asked you because he wanted to know who this man was to you. He wasn't just a schoolmate. Right. He wasn't just a schoolmate. He was someone you did, and that's the part he wanted to know. He didn't care whether you went to school with him or not. He wanted to know who this man was in your personal life, and you did not tell him that. You admitted that part. You know, and it's funny that you bring up your relationship with your son's grandparents and siblings, you know, siblings and things, because that's another issue. When you're in a relationship and you become very, very close with their parents, their sisters, their brothers, and even children are not involved.
Right.
When you break up, it's very hard to break away from the family, too. Because the family didn't do anything to you.
That's right.
So, and I have that now. I have that where I'm so entwined into my ex's family that sometimes we forget I'm really not related to y'all. I'm really his ex-girlfriend. And the thing for me is when I meet someone, if someone is in my life, they are going to have to accept the fact that his children are still in my life.
Mm-hmm.
His mother is still in my life. His sisters are still in my life. His nieces and nephews, they are now an extended part of my family. He doesn't necessarily have to be, but they are. And either you will accept it or I'll find someone who can, because I didn't divorce them.
I divorced him.
So it is very difficult. It's very difficult when we're talking about dealing with exes and their families and you know, how. And, you know, you can be friends after a certain amount of time, but what friends are we talking about? Are we talking about friendly or being friends? It's a difference.
Yeah.
We can be friendly and see each other at the cookout. Hey, what's going on? But I don't need to call you, and you don't need to be calling me, and we don't need to go for lunch, and we don't need to meet for coffee. See, that's where I think you when you cross the line.
That's right.
That's not when you cross the line.
You know, being brought up as I was, you know, Muslim, that kind of thing, you know, we can't have that.
Right. Can't have
I think that's something that's instilled in people. You know, if you have a foundation at home, religious, or, you know, just moral duty that you have to yourself and how you carry yourself through life, I think it makes a world of difference in the person that you become later on down the road and how you deal with people in any type of a relationship. And I'm not saying that, you know, just because you're religious or you have certain morals than anyone else.
Right.
I'm just saying that
you have a guideline
like that. Yeah, a guideline to guide you through your life and how you should be with people. You know.
And we all make mistakes. So, you know, whatever religion you follow does not make you a perfect person. So we all know that. But when you have some type of rules to guide you, you know, you make better choices in life. And like Nass had asked me earlier, well, what would happen if your ex came back to you and said, I'm a different person now, I've changed, you know. And I say if you truly still love that person, then, you know, you take it slow, take it easy, take a slow walk and see where it goes. But once again, you have to remember that that person is still harboring all those hurtful feelings that you left them with, whether it be her or him, you left them with these feelings of hurt. And abandonment and all these other things. So, like I said, and I'll say it again, when you think you've jumped through hurdles to show me that you've changed, your hurdles to me is like jumping over a piece of paper on the floor because I don't see it like you see it.
Yep, because that's been my experience. I mean, with my first husband, we were together since high school. And we, you know, had our child, got married, I think, when he was like maybe 6 or 7 years old, mm-hmm. and the marriage didn't last a year. But mm-hmm. in our, you know, when we broke up one time mm-hmm. because it was my view that, you know, his goals weren't, you know, where mm-hmm. they should be at that age and at mm-hmm. that stage in our life together.
Mm-hmm.
So we broke up. But then, you know, because of my ties with the family, I, you know, tried to give it another chance.
And you know why you did that? Because you still remain friendly and friends. Had you had walked
right.
away and co-parented, you wouldn't have mm-hmm. felt the need to try now to start a relationship. See, what we don't do is we don't let go.
Right.
We don't let go. And so you didn't, you never let go. You broke up, but you never let go.
Right.
So it was very easy for you now to say, okay, let's try this again.
Yep. So it wasn't like any little thing that he did, but then it just hit me one day, like, you know.
This ain't going to work. This ain't going to work.
And then, of course, he popped up with another kid. So, yeah, that was it.
But that didn't make it any better.
Make it
That sure did not help. That sure did not help any. Been there, did that. My husband has a daughter, too, while we were married. And you know what I tell everybody? You know, all my friends used to ask me, was I angry? Was I mad? I said, no, I wasn't. I wasn't really angry and I wasn't mad. I said, you know, if you know who you marry or you
mm-hmm.
know who you're in a relationship with, you know what to expect. So I said,
yep.
No, it didn't bother me at all. Nope, not at all. You know what bothered me? Not that she was having his daughter, that he loved her.
Oh.
The baby didn't bother me. That's a natural
yeah.
thing. If you're sleeping together and you're not using anything, yeah, what's the next thing going to happen? A baby.
Yep.
So, you know, it didn't bother me that she was pregnant. It didn't rock me at all. But what bothered me was when we talked about it, I could hear in his voice that he cared for her. And I said,
mm-hmm.
oh, okay, so we're not only sharing a man, we're sharing his heart. See,
that's where
I draw my line. That's where I can't. I mentally can't handle. I can handle infidelity because you're just guys are guys and they do what they do. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And women are women and they do what they do. You know, always got to make it fair. Women do what they do and men do what they do. It's when you start to fall in love with someone else. And you're sharing everything that you're supposed to be sharing with that person is what bothers me. So the daughter didn't bother me, you know, and like I say all the time, it's my daughter's sister, and, you know, she can come here whenever she wants. She's welcome to my house whenever she wants. If she calls me, she needs something, I'm going to do it for her because she is their sister.
Yeah.
The mama, on the other hand, that's a whole other story.
That's a whole other story.
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, can we be friends with the next? I don't recommend it. I think it's unhealthy.
Down the road.
Yeah, and then, I mean, and limit that, too. I still don't think you should still go over each other's house on Christmas and have Thanksgiving dinner and cook out.
Uh-uh.
No, I don't think that should happen either. I think you limit your friendship with an ex, especially for your future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because your new person that's coming into your life is not going to be comfortable knowing that you're still friends with an ex. The possibility of being intimate with an ex is very easy because there is still some emotional attachment, some physical attachment, something's still there. So the idea of becoming physical with that person could happen. Now, you would say, no, not with your ex-husband. But that's because you felt differently about him.
Right.
But I bet you if you ask him, it'd be a different story. You know what I'm saying? It'd be a different story. So you may not want him because he's not the man that you wanted from the door, but you've always been what he wanted. So your husband don't have a problem, but whatever he deals with will have some problems with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so sometimes it's the person who does the breaking that the other person doesn't have to worry about, but the person who was the person being hurt, their next future needs to worry about it because that person is still harboring some type of feeling for him or for her somewhere. And I just feel like the older we get, the more wiser some of us should get doesn't necessarily happen like that, but
some of us should, yeah.
You know, the young girl who made that decision not to tell him, but then talking with her big mouth, it slipped out. That
yep.
just means, you know, it shows distrust in your relationship already when you could have already handled that before.
Mm-hmm. On to the next, you know.
And let it go. Because believe me, if you'd have did it like that and let it go, he probably would not even think twice about it. But now that you haven't told him.
Come out your mouth and
right.
don't come out your mouth, it's going
right.
to be suspect.
Right. Now everything is suspect. So now everything you say now, he's going to think twice about everything you say now because when you had the – first of all, you didn't introduce him. Who does that? Who is in a relationship with someone and doesn't introduce them to the person that's in front of them that you're talking to? I don't care if you're in a grocery store. If you're in a grocery store and somebody says, hey, Uli from across, hey, how you doing? But if you come close enough to where we are directly in front of each other and my man or my husband or whoever my significant other standing next to me, I'm going to introduce you because it's the only respectful thing to do.
Right.
Now, when you're in a relationship and you don't have a title, you still introduce. You just don't introduce with a title. This is Harry. Harry, this is Bill. You don't have to say, this is my boyfriend, Harry, or this is my husband, Harry, but you still respectfully introduce because you are now speaking to someone and you're with someone. So it's,
right.
It's just a matter of respect. You know, it's just a matter of respect. But, you know, like I said, as we get older, we get a little wiser. We make some bad decisions and do some stupid things when we're younger. Hopefully we learn from those. Doesn't necessarily mean that we do, but, you know, we try. We try. But, so your ex-husband.
So I have a question, Uli.
Yes, sir.
Uli, I have a question. You guys need to bring up some valid points here. About the young lady. Now, what about the older ladies that also around? I guess at lunchtime, they was basically saying, well, I know one lady. I'm not putting her name out there. She was basically saying, you know, like he's insecure. He should get over it. It's the past. You know, how do you deal with it? I mean, unfortunately, you have some women and men that feel that way. I mean, just that closed-mindedness, if I'm saying it correctly.
Well,
that's just.
More do you want to answer that? Then I'll answer it after you.
Yeah, basically, I'd be real suspect of an older person in their 40s and 50s that would co-sign something like that because you should get to an age where you've been there, you've done that, and you see what the results of things like that and how people's, you know, mindsets are. To me, that's just trifling. But then that's
okay.
me.
And here's my answer. It is very short. Very short, very simple. Ghetto. Grow up.
Thank you.
Ghetto. You can't teach these young girls unless you know what you're teaching them. If you're teaching them to be trifling, lying, ghetto women, then that's exactly what they're going to be. If you co-sign that just shows me where your mindset is at. You're just as silly and immature as
she is.
Right,
at 40 and 50 years old.
At 40 and 50 years old. You mean you have nothing going on in your own head, so you sure can't teach someone else anything. I'm going to do a quick story real quick, and I'm glad you said that. We were on the bus the other day, and the bus driver said to the young boy sitting next to me, if any elderly people come on the bus, you need to move to the back. Now, mind you, this is one of those days we had that ice snowstorm. I couldn't get the car out of the ice, so I had to catch the bus. So I waited outside for an hour and 45 minutes for this bus. I thought my whole body was frozen. Even the inside of me was frozen on the outside. So the bus driver said, any elderly people on the bus, I'm going to need you to move to the back. So we're sitting there. I'm sitting right next to the guy. And next stop comes, an elderly woman gets on the bus. He doesn't move. I get up. I stand up. I let the lady sit down. The next stop we get to, an elderly man gets on the bus. He doesn't move. The bus driver said, you know, I told you that you need to move if an elderly person gets on the bus. He started going into, I stood up for 45 minutes, and I'm not this, and I'm not that. And then the bus driver said, you're going to learn. What am I going to learn? I said, first of all, you need to learn respect. That's the first thing you need to learn. If this was your mother or your grandmother or your father or your grandfather, you would want someone to get up and allow them to sit down. So you need to get up and let this man sit down. Well, lo and behold, some idiot in the back, got to be in his late 40s, says, "You ain't got to get up." Then I said, "Are you kidding me?" I turned around and said, "You need to shut your mouth and not open your mouth for the rest of your life. Like, for the rest of your life. You don't need to say anything for the rest of your life." I said, "That's why these young boys are walking around here with their pants falling off their butts. That's why they have no respect for the elderly. That's why they have no respect for anything, nothing, because we don't, some of us have no, our minds are just so screwed up. We have nothing to teach them because we don't know." So if she thought that was okay for that young girl to do that, well, then you're teaching your daughters to do that. So now we got multiple girls out here thinking like that.
Right.
So where do we go from there? Where do we go?
And then you have the mindset of some people, some women will tell a younger woman or just another woman, "Well, you don't need to tell him all your business.
Your business.
You know, whatever, happened then, that's your business and no concern of his, yada, yada, yada." Mm-hmm. And I just can't get that mindset.
That account, yeah. Well, you know, your past is your past, but your past does have something to do with the future. And it also has something to do with whoever you're dealing with now, because if you had 75,000 men and you only told them you had 7, well, your untruth can hurt this man. So in our lives now, we need to be very truthful and very upfront and very upfront about what's going on in our life now and what we did in our past.
Right.
We always think it's our past. Yes, it's our past. I might not have to tell you his name or their names, but yes, I do need to tell you this is how I lived and these are the things I was doing and this is the things I did. And now where do we go from here?
Or can we go anywhere from here?
Or can we go from here? Or can we
give him that choice or give her that choice?
Give them the choice. Give them the choice. You know, give them the choice. You know, and nine times out of ten, if he cares for you or she cares for you as much as you think they do, then you'll work through it. You'll work through it. And if you don't, guess what? It's going to come out anyway. Everything we do in the dark, what do we say? Always come to light. Anything that you are omitting today, clearly it came out when your big mouth kept talking. So anything that you've done is going to come out at some point, whether it's now or later. I'd rather it be now, let's work through it, because later makes it even harder to deal with.
Yeah.
Later makes it harder to deal with, because you don't want to deal with it after that, because now I don't trust anything that you say and do, because we're talking about this 3 weeks after the fact. I saw this dude in the supermarket with you 3 weeks ago. He was your high school friend. Now he's someone that you dated. That doesn't even sound right, you know. That doesn't even sound cool at all, not at all. And the 40-year-old woman, Nancy, that's in your job, you need to give her my phone number, because that's ridiculous for her to even. She needs to go to a couple of classes of damn self, because that just makes no sense.
I agree with you. I agree. I thought it was trifling too, and I just you know, when I listened to her talk, I just looked at it and I just smiled and did a little laugh, because I'm like, really, seriously. You're co-signing on this.
Oh, that's okay.
You know, and you know, I just laughed because it felt wrong. To me, I'm like, you know what? Your relationship situation must be bad. And if you are in a relationship with a man, he doesn't trust you. Trust me. He does not trust you.
No, absolutely not.
So I'm glad
you're
And
then that's a relationship
doom. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and ladies, you know, that think they're running game on some of these men and vice versa, it will come to light. I'm glad you said it was in dark would come to light.
Always.
So when you think you're doing something, it will be exposed. But, you know, we're running short on time. But we got 10 minutes. But I have a question for you, Uli, and, of course, you know, our call online. Now, what if – now, you talked about the ex. Now, what if it's your sister's or vice versa, your boyfriend's ex that want to be with you? Is it right for you to be connecting with that person or even a friend's ex? That you considered a sister or brother, you know, that's sensitive too now.
We were talking about the families. I think.
I'm talking about your. Yeah, say your ex, right? Your
my
ex
sister's
is your,
boyfriend.
Whatever. Say
my sister's
yeah,
ex-boyfriend
that,
wants
right.
to be friends with me, but still wants to
yeah,
be friends with me.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah, real good.
You know, I don't think I should have to be I don't think I should have to stop my friendship with him. However, I would not invite him to something that she's going to be at if she's going to be uncomfortable with it. He would have to understand that there are some limitations.
What about a relationship? Was that person's really what? All right, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear
hello?
You.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What about the relationship? What if he's trying to get a relationship with you?
What? Hey, boyfriend?
Sister? Yeah.
Oh, man.
There's a lot of trifling men out there.
Yeah, you're right. There's a lot of them. No, that could never work. That could never happen. Oh. That could never happen. No.
Now you almost made me say the H-E-L.
Well, no. Well, hold on. It depends now. Hold on. If it's Idris Elba, then I'd just be like,
see,
I'm
you know
sorry.
What?
But.
Oh, see, you know
if
what?
If it's
they,
not
Idris
Elba or the dude from Mary Jane, that's the lawyer, then, I say absolutely not. But I will, however, go to H-E-L-L for the two of them. I mean, hey,
you said you can get provisions.
You know what? There are some. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, she'd have to listen. And I think my sister would be like, "Hey, girl, do you?" But there definitely have to be some. I mean, I'm just at a loss of words with that one.
That's a cardinal rule. No, we don't do that.
Yeah, we don't do it. We shouldn't even do that with friends. Sisters.
Definitely.
We even with friends. Yeah. I think that's a no-no.
Well, you got some women. You got a lot of women. But Uli, listen, you got a lot of women that do the same thing. They go after their exes.
Girlfriend's exes? Yeah, they do. Because you know why? She don't tell them everything.
Yeah.
My mother always said, you never tell
never.
Your girlfriends about your man.
Mm-mm.
Never. You can tell them business snippets, but never tell them everything.
Mm-mm.
Never tell them everything. No, I think that's a no-no. I think that's, and for them to even do it, I think it's a no-no, you know, for them to come at you like that. Because, you know, what's going to happen? Somebody's going to get hurt in that.
Yep.
Somebody's going to get hurt in that,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so how do you go to your sister's like,
right.
listen, Bob said he loves me, he wants to date me. How do you feel about that? No. No, you can't do that. You can't do that.
I got a real-life scenario. I actually know someone who was a partner, had a partner. They was on a force together, police force together. God rest his soul. His friend died. Mm-hmm. However, he married his friend's I guess a deceased friend's wife.
Well, that's kind of different because one, he's no longer here. He's no longer here. And
but he was creeping with her. He was creeping behind the friend's back with that person.
Oh,
I mean, it's wrong if you're creeping.
Yes.
It's wrong if you're creeping. But some people will tell you that. Some people, older people, will say to you, he would rather you be with somebody who's going to take care of you than not to be alone and not be able to take care of yourself. But if you was creeping from the door, then it's wrong. It's wrong. It's just wrong. It's hands down wrong. It's wrong.
Okay.
And you know, that's another show.
You guys got some topics tonight. I've been writing them down.
Absolutely. That's another show there too. Warner, I'm so happy you called in. I love you so much. I'm so mad you're so far away from me. But I love you so much. Thank you for calling in. Give the family hugs and kisses and the salams. And we're going to close out tonight. And, you know, we'll be back next Tuesday. Hopefully we won't have any difficulties with our getting online.
We'll be
like
fine.
We did last week. I was a little upset. Last week I was all ready to go. But listen, tomorrow, Empire, 2 hours. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Like, I can't wait till tomorrow. I'm just going to clean my house all night tonight. I don't have to do anything tomorrow. I'm going to cook some food, and me and my sisters are going to come over here and watch Empire for 2 hours. And maybe I'll call into your show tomorrow, Nancy, but I'm so excited I might not be able to.
What time Empire come on?
Oh, Empire
starts
at 8,
it...
so y'all going to have to, no, y'all going to have to cut y'all show early because Empire starts
at
8
never
tomorrow,
lie.
Honey.
Empire
starts at
8
tomorrow.
I love my cookies. I love my cookies.
Wait, everybody my job. I'm like, hey, Cookie. I'm like, that's not nice. That's not nice.
Nah. We definitely got to talk. You know what the topic is next week, Uli?
No, I you know, I hate telling everybody. I like to sneak up on them. Water always texting me, telling me, I said, Uli, what's the topic? No. I'll tell you when you see it on Facebook. Closing remarks for me. You got any closing remarks before you go, Water?
Nope. Thank you so much.
Love you, huh?
Love you.
All right. Assalamu alaikum.
All right. Waikum salam.
Closing remarks for me. If you think you can be friends with your ex, tread lightly. Tread lightly. If you're in a new relationship or a marriage, please make sure that they're okay with the situation, and not saying they're okay, but literally, actually, mentally okay with it. I think it's unsafe, but if you think you can do it, go for it. You know, Matt, you got any closing remarks?
No, you guys, it was a great show. Great show. Good topic.
Okay. Yeah. Well, once again, this is the Every Woman Talk Show, and we'll see you next week. Peace out.
Good night, everyone.
Hey, Uli Wells from the Every Woman Talk Show. Listen to me every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. on Shadow World Radio. If anybody knows me, you know. I keep it real, and I don't sugarcoat anything. Listen in.